Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models.
I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with comedians Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman. We will be providing live, updated coverage of the Russian-Ukrainian conflict throughout the hour. Just kidding. We'll be talking about dicks, clowns, anorexia. Welcome.
Is something happening in Russia?
No.
Oh, okay. Totally normal. Thank God I got scared.
Everything's
I think
fine. Everything's okay, still, nothing's happening in China either. Everything is A-okay.
Okay, good.
Well, yesterday when we finished the show, Alyssa had texted me and she said, Alyssa Donovan was here and, you know, she has publicly... you know, suffered from an eating disorder, which she is so brave to talk about with
so
us.
Brave. So brave. Hashtag brave. Hashtag blessed brave.
So brave.
Hashtag brave blessed.
Now, we might, you know, we make light of it. You know, maybe we made a few jokes. It turned out that this week is National Eating Disorder Week.
Oh, my God. Thank God, because I binged already so much before I came here.
So, yeah, they did come out. They did come for me yesterday.
Everyone let you know it was National Fake Eating Disorder Week.
Yeah, they're saying that I wasn't supportive and that I was a little insensitive and that I should be promoting eating disorder awareness.
Ordered eating, they call it. Ordered eating.
Ordered eating.
I ordered
eating.
It and I ate it.
That's right. Demi Lovato, we need to be promoting ordered eating.
I also got a few statistics. Okay. The first one was that 28 million people who have currently, so in the United States, 28 million people, they either are currently suffering or have suffered from eating disorders. This is what I got to read this morning when I woke up.
Uh-huh. Not fucking helpful.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I also read in a DM that every 62 minutes someone dies from an eating disorder. Which, by the way, I thought to myself, it explains why my Instagram followers keep dropping off so quickly. I'm serious. No wonder, because I feel like every month I lose another 1,000 followers.
Right. Why is it going down?
Which disorder are we dying from here? Because I'm pretty sure quite a few of us in the room are still currently working with
some. I've overeaten so much I thought I was going to die. You know what I mean? Where I was like, I don't know if the gas is coming from the front or the back. And I'm like, something's got to be let go here. I am literally going to drown in my food inside my body.
I mean, then I got this eating disorders are not a phase, a joke, a trend, a diet, or a choice. I mean, they're really fucking hangry, these people.
Jesus. And actually, they are all of those things. Usually, if you're on a diet, that's some form of an eating disorder. You're obsessed with dieting.
Mm-hmm.
They are kind of trendy. They come and go.
That's true.
You can be deep within it, and then you can be out of it for a minute, and then you can go deep back in it. You know, it's like drinking. It's like binge drinking.
Everyone suffers from some kind of addiction, and it's an addiction.
It is.
Dare I say, may I?
Yeah,
And this from someone who has many addictions. So...
and disordered eating.
Write me a letter. And disordered eating. Yes, I do have disordered eating. I eat too much.
It counts.
Every time. So I'm standing in it. I own it. Hashtag brave. I'm brave. I'm saying I eat too much all the time, every meal.
I was interested in the cookbook that you guys might do. I wanted one recipe on the single raisin.
Because
sometimes I like to have a raisin a day. So make the raisin, like, how are you going to do it? You going to put some cinnamon?
You guys, they're going to come after me again today. Like, literally, I just got, you are your own worst enemy.
You guys, that's you gotta true. Lighten
good
up.
Good morning.
You gotta that's lighten true. Up. Duh. You gotta lighten.
Jameson's giving eyes like, you guys, stop. We sat here for 30 minutes one day and talked about like little people. And not a word.
If you can laugh at one thing, you have to laugh at another, and it isn't fair, and you're a hypocrite if you think that this isn't funny, but something else is. I'm sorry. This is Julie Goldman talking, the one with eating disorder that eats too much. I'm just saying that if you can't laugh at it, then that has power over you. If we're laughing at it, then we have power over it, period,
so,
the end.
Fine. So let's talk about the cookbook. So I think that Alyssa had a great name, which was Crumbs.
Love it.
Alyssa came up with Slim Pickens.
Ooh.
Slim Pickens.
Love that.
And then there's always like the safe one, which is Petite Plates.
Oh, no. I like something like eating with air.
Yeah, I was going to say, she said there was something where it was like the air of food or something. It was like the aroma or the memory of food. It was something like that.
Yeah, you eat. And there is also the thing of you eat with your eyes, because they do say that.
Eating with your eyes.
I signed a non-disclosure. But I had a very, very successful client who would eat, he would chew his food, and then he would spit it out so he wouldn't gain weight.
Wow.
And it was gross because he would do it in front of me.
Oh. Did he have a bucket?
Did he have a hot body?
I mean, he had a good body.
Did it work?
It worked, but it was kind of gross because he would chew and then spit it right back out.
But then did you make love afterward?
No, it was a client.
Oh, well,
what client do you think? I'm not a sex worker.
Well, I was.
It was
sure
a design
if
client.
If that was a pseudonym for an ex-boyfriend with a hot bod.
But that's not something that I'm really willing to do, is to chew and spit out. I'd rather just not eat.
But it doesn't seem like you're really getting the feeling if you can't swallow it.
I know. That's what's so weird about
it.
I have
that.
Tried.
Swallow queen. Shout out, Swallow.
Shout out, Swallow.
But I did get a DM, and I thought Brandy might be very interested in this. It is very flattering. What happens is people give me unsolicited feedback of like, we like this host, we like that host. They said the prettiest Jeff Lewis Live co-hosts are Ali Landry and Brandy Howard.
Oh my
congratulations.
God.
Congratulations.
She's
shout
like
out eating disorder.
100 most. What if she's like the top...
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandy Howard accepts this award under honor. She is so goddamn pretty, she can't show up today. No. She's calling in from home where she has to sit in a coffin surrounded by bees and wax. She infuses it with milk, and then her blood is turned into
gold. Don't forget the time when I was sleeping in my sweatshirt on the plane.
Amazing.
And someone said... there's no more seats left. I need to sit there. And Julie's like, there's someone in here. And I was like, oh my God, that's the best compliment
I've
ever
gotten. The girl literally said, oh my God, I thought that was just a sweatshirt.
Wow.
And it was her whole body sitting there.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Huge sweatshirt.
They just thought you were empty clothes.
Yeah, empty clothes. She stood there. We had a whole thing with this girl. She was like, and we had a thing where like, you know, in the plane where they're like, and you're like,
oh
what?
My God. Happy National Eating Disorder Week, Brandy.
There's your cookbook title, Empty Clothes.
Empty Clothes.
Well, I thank that fake DM person for saying that. That's really sweet. And Ali Landry, isn't she like, she was like Miss America?
I mean,
or
she's
something.
Pretty, yeah. But she's no you.
That's what I tried to say to myself when I looked in the mirror.
All right. Well, I had to, the nanny called in sick today. So I had to get up early. I had to take care of my kid.
Ugh.
Fuck, so much work.
God.
I had to get her dressed. We had to get her breakfast, brushed her hair, went potty, did all of it. Then I had to get up really early because I have to go to Valley. So I had to drive her over to school in the Valley.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know she goes to school in the Valley.
Yeah. You know what? By the way, Shane, if I ever, because what's going to happen is I'm going to fall in love with some big, beautiful house in the Valley because you get so much more for your money. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to want to buy it.
This.
And you're going to remind me.
That shit sucks. It's so far.
Oh, my God. I barely made it. I got here at 8:48.
Every day. We're here on time. We come from the Valley when we come.
I know, but here's the problem. I had to drive over. So I got there at 8:05, right? Teacher wasn't there yet. So I'm just like standing in the parking lot with Monroe waiting for the teacher because I don't think they're supposed to be there till 8:15.
Like, open the school.
I'm literally like wandering. I'm like, Monroe. And then I was like, shit, is there school today? Because I've never taken her. I don't know. So I'm like, holy shit. And by the way, she brought it up. She's like, Daddy, are you sure there's school today? I'm like, actually, no, I'm not sure. She's like, but it's funny. It's so funny because she also knows how helpless I am because she's like, can you text someone? And then when we were going over the hill, We were so close to school. And she was like, Daddy, I'm so sad. And what that means is that's she's going to manipulate for me for something. I already know what's going to happen. She wants something. She's going to start saying, I'm like, don't even start it right now. I'm stressed out. I don't know if I'm going to make it to work on time. This is manipulative. And she's like, Daddy, what does manipulative mean? I'm like, we're almost at school. Ask your teacher.
Here's $50.
So we got there. The teacher showed up at like 8:10. And then she didn't want to go in. She's like, Daddy, I miss you. Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, I got to go to work. I got to go to work. But then, so the teacher said, by the way, this is real good. I had to write this shit down. That's why I was writing when I walked in. They said, oh, we've gotten, I'd like to talk to you about schools. We've got some great feedback. And I'm literally like, seriously? And she goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, Monroe has done really well in her assessments. Oh. They said, you know, she's very bright. And I'm like, she is? And she goes, yeah. And I, because you know what? I don't really push Monroe academically or Shane.
Her what? Academics? How Thank are her you. Academics right now?
It's wonderful to hear that you're taking. Not teaching your young child anything.
I'm
warms
more of,
the heart.
I'm more of an intuitive nurturer.
Yeah. Like, Daddy's busy. To ask someone else what manipulative means. Can't you text someone?
She is smart. I mean, she's already talking about moving into the Tower Bar.
I know.
Yeah.
She's super smart.
But
she's
I'm
so
not
smart.
Involved in her intellectual development. Yeah. Someone else does that.
Right.
So hopefully someone's reading to her, because that's the most important thing for her vocabulary, period. Mm.
But
that's
then,
all I want to say. I just had period. To put that 2 cents in.
Just be glad you don't have kids for just this one reason.
We oh, always,
there's many.
We always are.
Every 2 weeks, there's... And I could still kill Gage for putting me on this text exchange. Oh, so the text exchange starts, and then everyone feels the need to comment. Bling, 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 bling. And then my phone blows up all day. But the new one is, and honestly, this is truly how I feel. We're writing to you because we need a parent who'd be willing to put our yearbook together. We still don't have a volunteer. And if we don't have one, our kids won't have a yearbook. You know what I feel like? They had one last year. I don't give a fuck. So they don't have a yearbook. Yep. I'm not gonna go put yearbooks together.
I'd be embarrassed to text that on a group chat with your name on it. I'd be like, I'm not texting it. Let's block Jeff off the group chat.
A yearbook for kindergarten?
Yeah, pre-K.
Pre-K. A yearbook for pre-K.
They look the same,
yeah,
don't they?
Just like, doesn't make any sense. The winner is.
But you know what? This is manipulative. You're mean to tell me you're not going to do a yearbook if I don't go and volunteer my time for the weekend. You know, it's bullshit. Of course there's going to be a yearbook.
I just didn't
There better be for all that money you pay. Can I know what's the... Do they take her for her assessments? Like, what is that? Oh, it's just like placement testing? Is that what they mean?
What happens with each school is they interview the parents. We do a school tour. And then they also do an individual assessment of the child. Ugh. So she's good in school. She's not so good at home, but she's good in school. Which, by the way, I came to the conclusion yesterday I had to call, we had to call the fertility clinic, and I had to give them an answer. And I said to them, I said, well, why do I have to answer now? Because it's not till Monday at 11:40. And she said, because they have to thaw out the embryo. And she goes, and just understand that we don't even know if the embryo is going to make it when we defrost it. So
it has an eating disorder.
I'm so nervous.
More than likely.
Wait. Why couldn't you just leave it up to chance? Oh, my God. What'd you decide?
Well, no. I was going to go with the girl.
Oh.
Don't you want the boy?
I was going to go with the girl, but Monroe was such a pain in the ass yesterday. I'm like, I can't have fucking two high-maintenance princesses here.
Well, you could
have. So I'm like, you know what? Go with the boy. So I did it like out of anger. Go with the boy.
Oh my gosh. But you could still get a girl because you're going to put more than one in, right?
No, I'm only putting one in. I can't risk having two.
A seed, just to remind you, not all girls turn out to be princesses.
You could end up with
Monroe and a Dyke. You know what I mean?
It's
a new sitcom for you. You could have that.
It was so funny.
Jeff Monroe and a Dyke.
Woo!
I was thinking that after I already told them that the boy, if it's a gay boy,
now you're
it's going to be much worse than what I got.
That's
it's
right. It's
much worse race than I have now.
That's right. See,
I'm going to make him a monster.
And let's not forget, if you did get another princess, you'd have three, because don't forget Shane.
Right, no, Shout no, we don't, we yeah. don't, we don't forget about.
If they thaw that embryo and it's not viable, do they just thaw out another one?
Yes, or have to, oh, but I only have two.
Oh,
total?
That's it. All I have left. I have a low sperm count. I already told you that.
Oh, you only have one boy, one girl.
Stop fucking rubbing
it in.
I have low
sperm count.
Jameson? Yeah. How is your
sperm?
How is it?
It's fine. I think it's fine.
You don't know.
I don't know. Should we find out now?
I'm stressed.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
All right. Somebody go get Smelly in HR.
Do I have to get more paper towels?
I can count sperm count in my mouth. Can you? Uh-oh.
I do think Shane can probably do that, though.
He could separate them.
Yeah. God. This one's good. This one's good. This one's not good. This one's all right.
That... I mean, that was harassment.
Oh, please.
I love it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Jet, that you feel harassed. We're one for one now, or more like 30 for one, but okay.
Well, unlike you, I'm not going to hold a grudge, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to let it go.
Oh, okay. No, exactly. Okay. You do seem like someone who lets things go. That is what I thought. I thought for sure that's never getting brought up again.
And then Alyssa, she's very supportive of the whole... raising another child, because she's like, two kids. I mean, isn't that going to make you undateable? Yeah, Alyssa, it is. But you know what? If you think about it, I'm undateable now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they have one kid or 12
kids.
Totally.
Just sealing your fate a little more.
You can have no kids and be undateable. Ta-da!
Right.
I do want to say, I wanted to ask you this. I want to be around the baby. Mm. I like babies.
Oh.
Kids get annoying.
I always need babysitters.
I love babies.
The level that it loves babies. She freaked out on two babies. She
loves
babies.
Well, she's a girl kid, which is a lot easier. My goddaughter is the same age as her, but one of my best friends, she had a boy after that, and I like the baby, but he's just getting bigger now. He's just too much. It's like boys will destroy everything, and then you have to chase them around, and they're just a lot of energy. But I like...
You'd make a great mom.
Yeah, I would. Only until they are one.
I want to tell you, I didn't get a chance to thank you, but after last weekend getting so upset with Chef Stu, how he left Shane to walk home at 1 a.m., I was thinking back to when we went to El Coyote with the Blacks, specifically El Compadre, with Leah and Roy Black. Mm. And when we ended the night and there were drinks and all of that, you guys walked Shane home.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about when you instigated a dinner with all of us at La Boheme. And then you proceeded to get into your text kink with Scott and needed to abruptly leave the dinner, and then you were like, will you guys take Leah home? And it's like, so when we heard the Chef Stu thing, I was like, there's Jeff's MO, leaving early, and then
you're right,
and then having someone else
arranging someone to take care of someone else. Make sure you take care of them. Gotta go. Yeah,
no, right. I would have taken Shane home that night.
You would have,
but it was like, I don't know, what time did I leave? 12:30 or 12? 12. I'm like, I gotta go. Do you guys want to go? And
the night is still young.
You were shit faced and you wanted to stay.
I want to go to High Tops.
I want to go to High Tops.
It's just across the street.
I just love it. Hashtag shout out Shane.
But yes, I did do that with you. I did do that with Leah.
Yeah.
At La Boheme. That is true.
Yeah. And then we're like in the car and we're doing, I'm like, we're getting masks out and we're being COVID friendly in the car for Leah. But
she
I mean,
a mask in the car.
We were like, we would easily, of course, take care of Leah. But I'm happy to hear that even though you and Scott aren't horning on at the table over text, you're still leaving the night early abruptly.
Okay. So when we go to Chump Drinks, normally what happens is The group text goes around like, hey, we're meeting for drinks. Mm-hmm. It was...
By the way, thanks for the invite to Chump Night.
And is 40 it okay? Minutes away.
I just want to make sure that we can we still hang out with Scott since you guys are doing Chump Night without us? I wanted to get verbal permission on that.
Sure. I don't mind.
You won't be annoyed?
No, I don't care.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a lot more fun, but whatever.
Well, we're not invited to Chump Night.
That's not true. What Chump Night were you not invited to?
Whatever.
Just the six we had last week.
That's right. Thank God we went out with Scott.
But okay, so Andrew Freund always does this. So on the group text, it's always like, "Hey, we're gonna meet for drinks," and the second, and you usually pick it up because I can write it off. It's chumps, it's co-hosts, whatever. Andrew always, he's like you, will order like a 3-course meal.
Me, that's Julie, who orders a porterhouse steak for herself,
which
that's
is
for two
so
people.
Rude when you're just going out for drinks, right? So finally, we go to Sunset Marquee. Yeah. And Andrew sits down. I'm like, "Hey, what are you getting? The surf and turf?
Get the seafood tower."
But he's smart. He got the memo, and we just stuck to drinks. Mm-hmm. Because dinner also becomes like 2 hours.
I want to say too, we've been to dinner with you twice, and both times you didn't even order dinner.
Eating disorder.
Yeah. Week. Yay.
Hashtag.
But yeah, both times
I'm promoting awareness.
Dinner.
Yes.
Also, when you're out and you're out for drinks, eating just becomes like a whole thing. Now you have shit in your teeth. You're digesting.
Especially if you're going to have sex.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want some big.
You got to keep those pipes open. You know what I mean? You got to keep them open.
I don't
keep the pathway clear.
I don't like to eat. Right, I'll eat before I go to a party so that I don't have to just be like bothered by the food going around.
I'll eat anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I do try to, you know, read the room, but you know.
When you got that steak for two?
Well, that was a dinner. So
you're right. And La Boheme was food. It was food.
We were eating dinner. Yeah. And, you know, so yeah. But if it's drinks.
But if four people,
drinks.
If three or four people say they're hungry, we order food. It's fine.
Yeah. It's but, calamari.
But if five of us are ordering drinks and then one person is ordering
a full meal,
right. You know, that's when you're not really reading the room.
That's correct.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are back with comedians Brandi Howard, Julie Goldman, and Shane Douglas. Chef Stu just texted me and just said, "Such a crock of shit." And I just wrote, "You left him to die." And then he wrote, "Here we go again." So you heard that.
We rewound that little interchange many times.
We've heard the text exchange like 10 times because we can't stop.
We live. Shut the fuck up.
I was so mad.
Julie likes Chef Stu. Julie's basically Chef Stu in the thing, and I'm you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She loves that he said LOL, and you're on the other end.
Yeah, like it's
like,
funny.
I love it. I love my favorite. Chef Stu, if you're listening, I love. Yes. No. Well, I don't. That's just, I don't know. I'm whatever. Ha ha. Like, I just live. Yeah. I live.
And then you're like, he goes, "I adore him." And you go, "Shut the fuck up." like so good.
I love starting so drama and then not being involved at all.
I hate to miss a full blackout night. So every single person there except for Jeff utterly blacked out.
I wouldn't call it a blackout.
Yes, when you don't remember, it's a blackout.
Perhaps.
So I got out of there just in time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You don't ever black out though, right?
Not in a while. Not in at least a month or two.
Or if you do, you do it when you're already at home.
Right. No, I don't black out.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't do like all these crazy shots they're doing. And
you did take the shot, actually.
I took one shot because it was free.
I was impressed you took the shot.
Yeah.
I was.
It was a big shot, but it was free. And yeah. I want to be rude.
Yeah, that's
because someone bought it for us.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't also be taking drinks from strangers.
No.
I watched the guy make it and pour it, and then I took it from the
bartender. And you took another one after that, Jeff.
No, I didn't. I only took one shot. He had two.
But you took another free drink.
Oh, that's true. That is true. But you know, I took it because he's like, I've been so into you for like 20 years. I'm like, that long?
Was
I'm thinking, it was cute. Yeah.
I mean, you must get like mobbed. Can I just tell you this? So you had mentioned that you went to the Abbey. I just need you guys to know this. So one time, and of course we were obsessed. We're like lurking the gall, the lurk, and the thirst from minute one with him. So we were out. It was like, I don't know what it was, but it was on a Friday or Saturday night. And this is 100 years ago. This is before we met you at Leah's, before we'd ever met you. And we saw you and Megan and I don't know who else. Other people from the TV show walking in front of the Abbey, and the Abbey was packed. You know how that whole street is.
Right.
And we were completely drunk, and I guess you guys were completely drunk, and I was like, but we were on Bravo at the time. So I was like, oh, there's no way I'm not going up to Jeff Lewis right now. I'm like, come on, I'm dragging Julie. And Megan's like, no, not right now, okay? And I was like, I'm sorry. And then I couldn't stand her after that. And then I asked you when I first met you, I was like, is that bitch even really your friend? And you're like, yeah, she's one of my good friends. And like, I love her now. You guys were just wasted and you were definitely like super drunk and she was keeping every
she's
fan away
really
from you.
Really protective of me. So when we were at High Tops a few weeks ago.
I don't remember that.
Julie was drunk too.
I was blacked out.
I don't know. I think maybe I was with Scott. And before he left me. And then she came over and people started coming over and she's like, honey, this is starting to turn into an appearance. You gotta get out of here.
It's a meet and greet.
Yeah,
honey.
I don't know how.
Oh yeah, she's like, honey, the meet and greet. You gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you go out without getting mobbed.
It's fine now. Because
really
I've been off TV
for
like, it's hard for Shane, but it's fine now because I've been off TV for 3 years.
I'm like really famous.
But you're still hot.
So hot.
Now, Shane caused a lot of drama yesterday. Because we were filming, and so my car had like three different cameras on in it, so that they were covering, or maybe four, so they were covering every angle, and then we're obviously mic'd, and so Shane will often, when I'm driving, he'll read me my text, or he'll call, he'll make the calls for me, so he started reading it. What you probably should do in the future is read the text before you read it aloud.
I know, but it was from a crazy person.
Andrew Coleman. Andrew Coleman.
I like to like just read his text blind because they're crazy. Usually.
So he just reads it. So it's like, bling, the text. So Shane reads it from Andrew. Hey, the large sloppy guy asked me what is the timeline for the project. That's our senior producer. The large sloppy guy is our senior producer. So Shane, but the funny thing he did is he goes like this. He goes, hey, the large sloppy guy asked me, and then he realized, and he just stopped mid-sentence. And I was like, fucking complete the sentence. It's too obvious. So then he completes the sentence, and he turns bright red. And then I just text him on my phone. I'm like, you are a fucking dick shit.
Oh my Shut God. The fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Couldn't you just say, like, the large sloppy guy
that we walked at
just walked
from
past the house.
Yeah,
I told him
from that musical that we saw last night. Yeah, it was
something.
Crazy. It was
but
so weird.
You were so upset.
It was so bad.
That we had a client appointment on camera. So
a big one.
Yeah. Shane was quiet the whole time because I could tell you were stewing and you were like, holy shit.
I could have cried if I, yeah.
You were chef stewing?
So I was chef stewing.
You called the guy we've been working for 6 months
but
big sloppy.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
And now
really
everyone bad. Knows that's listening too.
Oh, no.
That is true. Let's do some news. We have some really important stories, I think. Let's talk about.
Breaking news.
I do just want to clarify that we love Megan now, but I never have even told her that story, but I wanted you to know.
I love how she's very protective.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
And I especially didn't appreciate that she didn't recognize me.
Right.
I was like, how dare she? Do you not know who I am?
She thought you were Allie Landry. Yeah.
America's exactly. Sweetheart.
And I had no idea. I was like, why are we on the street? I don't know.
And you, yeah.
My husband peed while he was inside me.
Okay, it's another story from the Grain of Salt Times, a.k.a. Reddit. Now, so this is from, it's a Reddit post saying they were going to keep themselves anonymous, where they said the husband requested during sex to pee inside, and she declined. I'm sure she was like, not tonight, honey. And then later, he did it anyway.
Without consent.
Without consent. Mm-hmm. So obviously that goes without saying, we should never do anything without consent. However, there's many issues here. Is that even physically possible?
Oh, I think it is.
No, while you're peeing. No.
I think it is. I've never done it. I'm not interested.
I think when your penis is erect, it like closes off a valve.
Right.
So you're not able to pee.
There's like one tube or the other. And if you're on the.
Yeah. Have you never had to pee with a hard on?
I have.
You can, but it has to switch too.
You can
There's
do
a
it.
Switch. It's like
people
a light
do
switch.
It's called water
light
sports.
Switch I have on me.
People do it.
I don't think when people are doing water sports that the men are erect. I don't think
you
so.
You don't?
I'm telling you, I think you can. I have peed erect.
Oh, well,
I just did a few minutes ago.
What's that conversation like to you? Babe, happy Valentine's Day. Can I pee inside you tonight?
But
I just want to pee inside
when
you.
He did it, he didn't even ask. Now, well, I don't know how she knew.
I don't know how she didn't kill him.
She got totally offended, and he said she like killed the vibe. But I'm like, how did she know he had done it? Because then a bunch of urine just started
leaking. Yeah, it feels warm.
Out.
Probably feels warm and wet.
And a lot. It must just feel like a lot, not like the normal... Other
but you would need one of those mattress protector things.
Have to.
Oh, right.
And they all do, whoever, are all the pee queens. But I'm going to let you know this, Jameson. If I was going to do the water sports and the guy was just not aroused, I'd be like, well, why are we bothering with this?
You can pee when you're erect.
I think you have to really think about it. I think you have to really focus.
Huh. Well, So I've never done that. However... As I get older, I become more and more incontinent. Yes. So I think it's not about kink. It's just because I can't hold it anymore.
Yes.
So
I make
think,
sweet love to you, I may pee inside you. I want to make tender,
if I did, it would
sensual,
be an accident.
Right. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's not anything.
Yeah.
It just is happening.
And I also, would you rather have it inside, and this is to the group, or in your mouth? Because you can accidentally...
Oh, no.
What if it accidentally a little tinkle comes out?
I'm just not into it at all.
Well, one's into it.
No, there's a lot of people into it.
No, they're into it on their body.
Oh.
I have an anatomy question while we're at it.
Okay.
So if you are peeing into a vagina, does the vagina just accept it? Or
it
will
sucks
it,
it in. It's like jello.
It goes into your bladder.
It's thirsty.
A vagina is like Little Shop of Horrors. Have you seen that musical?
Of course
it's
he has.
It's like that. Yes. It's like, feed me, Seymour, urine. That's what a vagina's like.
I don't want one.
Yes.
Please, no. Or does
it
like
loves
spill
it.
Out the sides?
No. Yeah, right out the sides.
Okay.
Out the sides. Two holes
your,
on the sides.
It comes out of your nipples.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like mud flaps. It's like rails on the side of a roof.
Yeah, we have vents on the side.
Yeah, there's vents.
Yeah.
There's full vents. Yeah, there's vents on the side.
I mean, to the side of the penis.
You can pull them out so far as your arms will go. Did you know that? Sometimes girls can
okay,
fly.
Okay, maybe we'll go to it. Maybe we'll go to it.
Sometimes girls what?
Can fly.
Oh, that's right.
You know, they accept the urine and then they go... And then they fly away. Like, oh my God, there she goes. Oh my God, her vagina's
anytime
flying.
You see a woman flying through the air, you know she just got peed in.
Oh, exactly. Because it invigorates a part of the woman's anatomy that
okay,
allows her
all
to
right.
fly.
Okay, this is going too far. Okay. What about I inhale dangerous nasal sprays?
Okay. So then this is, oh my God, where and who finds these? Now,
Diane.
So Diane found a girl, these girls on TikTok are inhaling some type of nasal spray that makes them tan.
Yeah.
And what they say is, I inhale dangerous tanning nasal sprays because I'd rather die hot than live ugly. Now, number one, that's important for everyone.
What makes sense to me?
Everybody needs a tan, however you need to get it.
Right.
And I would recommend just, you know, vitamin D. But I was interested in getting one of these.
Me too. I was going to sell it on Jeff Lewis merch.
I think it's amazing.
Because I feel like we have a big audience that would
a million percent
buy it all up.
I want five.
I mean, you.
We should do a bundle.
You got me addicted to Afrin.
Scientifically speaking, I think that this probably is along the lines of a vagina that flies. So I think that,
oh my God.
Julie, when you spray.
Julie still wouldn't let me get one, though. Right when I read this, I go, oh my God, I want one.
I know,
of these.
I just want to try it once. Do I, mean, I get tan? And, maybe, do you just sniff it before you go out?
Well,
like poppers?
One girl does.
That's what it is. She's like, I didn't get tan, but my asshole opened up. It's crazy. I don't know what happened. Woo! I feel like dancing. I am still very pale. Ooh, but this dance flight. Oh, wow. How are you?
Oh. One girl does it on her way to the tanning bed, so I'm like, you got tan in the tanning bed, ma'am. They don't say specifically where or
what. It's dangerous, though.
I think,
I think it's only dangerous if you use it a lot, right? We're just talking about special occasions.
Yeah, I don't care if it's dangerous. I do dangerous things all the time.
What is it supposed to do? How do you get tan from a spray?
It exactly. says it creates, it like creates melanin.
I'm going to ask Monroe to ask her teacher.
Okay, good. See if her teacher has any. I mean, it doesn't give any of the details of how we can get our hands on this. It does say it's like in the process of being approved by the FDA. Again, I'm not concerned with any FDA approval.
Like the vaccine?
Exactly. I was about to say, we all got the vaccine.
Emergency authorized, probably.
If they told us that the vaccine...
Maybe tan?
David,
I'm booster.
I would
I'm
get booster. A booster today.
Third
me
shot.
Too. Me too.
You're right. If there was other benefits.
Yeah.
Like I could lose weight.
Yeah. Oh. We'd all be...
Like, forget that you'll pass out in 3 weeks and then get a skull fracture.
Fine.
Just kidding.
Fine.
Okay.
Vaccidents. Allegedly. Vaccidents happen, guys.
But this girl... She's very, very shallow, obviously, image-obsessed, self-indulgent, vapid. She'd make a great chump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's why I love her and want one of these things. Now, they both look, it's black. I have never seen, Scott, these people have to be British, but I was so into it. I mean, honestly, Mystic Tan, which we don't do, that is the dye that they put on. You know how when you get meat and it at the store, I don't know if you know, Jeff, but at the grocery store, it's a thing where you buy food. That's where you send people to buy food. And they put them, when you get the meat, it kind of like supposed to look like it's like
red.
But it's not red. They put that dye on it, and that is Mystic Tan. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Yep.
I did my own grocery shopping during the pandemic. I loved it.
Did you buy any meat?
I did.
Oh, he bought meat.
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Wow.
So, yeah,
because you found it soothing, or what did you like about grocery shopping?
Why did we had so much fun?
It was
fun.
Just really, I think, because it was brand new for you. It was very exciting. Like,
what is this place?
Yeah,
what is this?
We went.
What is this magical place?
By the way, that was Monroe. Yeah. I've only taken her once, and that's exactly how she reacted.
Oh my God! What is this, cereal? I mean, I love.
Are you
going to
work into the vagina? You got to work vaginas into that.
Oh my God! Hold on a second. I'm flying above.
Well, if you ever do go to the grocery store again, you'll see Julie flying around inside the store.
Did you know that your vagina can also act as a cart? That I can, in a sense, net it out so that it can scoop up all the things that I might need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very environmentally conscious of you not to use a plastic
bag.
Exactly.
You know what?
Bags.
I think we've just come up with something. If we could get some other benefit from that booster, every single person would get the vaccine. Person would get the booster.
Yep.
Every single
they sure
one.
Would.
If it gave us a tan, we would all have done it immediately and win. I mean, I don't want to get the booster, but if I knew I would lose 5 pounds, I would.
Yeah. Oh. I honestly have 2 pounds.
Oh my God, if you could lose 5 pounds with every booster, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50,
Mystic tan, though, anyone. You guys don't Mystic, but that's also terrible for you. People think it's terrible. So good. I'm like, you're putting chemicals
on. Oh, the spray tan?
Yeah.
Because your skin sucks it up.
And that's what they dye the meat with. Yeah, it's, yes. And yeah, your vagina does suck it up because you're naked.
One of my dad's first jobs, he told us when he was a teenager, was to put the dye on the meat in the butchery.
Really?
That he did that as a job.
Well, when I worked.
And then he became a surgeon.
Allegedly.
I'm not going to say which restaurant, but when I worked at this kind of high-end restaurant, they used to inject the strawberries with sweetener, and they were known for their strawberries. Like people, oh, your strawberries are so fresh, and I watched them. They would inject it with like some sort of sweetener in the back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have even imagined that for a second. Mm-hmm. You know what, Jameson? My vagina does that. It injects things.
You're making
with sweetener.
He likes it.
I can take a pint of strawberries.
I'm more shook that you worked at a restaurant. What did we do at the restaurant?
I was a host.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, like I got fired.
Like hot host. Mm-hmm. How long did it last?
Like 3 months.
Oh. Probably because you were hanging out in the back watching people inject things. And they're like, can you go up and worry about who's go out of the kitchen?
And by the way, if you you can eat anything you want, it's half off. So I would just like, I was like Andrew Freund. I would just, at my break, I would order it up because it was half off.
Well, that's the whole benefit of having a job like that.
It was a good restaurant. Yeah.
I mean, I want to go wherever they inject the strawberries.
I know, that sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'm not really mad at
No.
I mean, a Mm-mm. sweetener and a strawberry.
It's a little kind of false advertising.
It is very false.
Because they were known for their crazy fresh strawberries, which weren't fresh at all.
Oh, so they never copped to it. They were
No.
We just picked them fresh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From wherever farm.
Right.
It's
right.
bullshit.
Right. It's bullshit.
From vagina farm.
What about I was banned from Tinder?
Oi.
Okay, so this woman, and it's important we know her name, Jess Harkin. She was keen to show off her funny side. So she took all of her pictures off of Tinder and put herself on Tinder only as her clown, as a clown. She has a clown persona named Kazoo, which is funny because I thought it was going to be Douche-Shazoo, but it's Kazoo.
Freckles. Hey, guys, it's me, Kazoo. You want to jade me? I got some big titty milkers for you. Anyway, so two boys walk into a bar. Who wants to go on a date? I love eating steaks for two and cottage cheese on one plate.
I like that she's a stand-up clown. I've never seen a clown do stand-up.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't. Maybe I'd like clowns more.
Wait, so they kicked her off? Can we turn off that music?
They kicked her off. It's up in the air as to why. She was looking for a clown man.
That's Jameson's playlist.
It's a sex playlist. That's a sex playlist on loop.
I don't know why... she would be kicked off, but I guess because maybe she was a serial killer.
Because no one wants to date clowns. Sorry, no. Freckles. No one wants to fuck a clown.
No.
No.
Or pee inside them.
Ew.
No one.
No one. Not one. Clowns are scary.
They should be banned from all platforms.
They really should
Except for Pennywise. He's kind of sexy.
Tim Curry. I mean, shout out Tim Curry. Pennywise, yes, you're right.
But you notice there's no real clown fetishes. We talk about furries and all this kind of... There's no clown fetishes because no one wants to fuck a clown.
No one.
Right?
You're right. There's
nobody.
nothing
you know,
sexual about a
clown. The guy from Modern Family, that there's like the two gay guys.
Eric Stone Street.
Yeah,
and
like
the
fluffy, cute one.
Uh-huh.
Eric. He went to clown school.
Oh.
He's like a clown graduate
IRL
of, clown school.
Oh,
did you
too?
Go to clown school?
You don't fucking know this?
No.
As a child, it was one of those extracurricular things. Okay. I asked my parents if they would sign me up. They did, because they're caring and supportive.
No, because they're terrible fucking parents, and they did not have your back.
But you were
we had a
kid.
Graduation. Wow. It was the first time I met a deaf person. I remember that. We had a deaf girl in our class.
Oh, I've never met one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I've never met a deaf person.
Of course you have.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Is it really a surprise to anyone in the room?
The man who's never been to a grocery store prior to 2020. Yeah.
Now,
very insulated, my life.
So you're a graduate of a clown school as well. He did it as an adult, I'm quite sure. Eric Stone Street.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make him any less hot.
I think he was a teenager. I don't think he was as young as you think.
Oh, were you 16, Jameson?
I don't know. We'll have to look at the picture and do some DNA analysis.
I think he was ting for D at the clown school.
Right. And then what did he come up with?
T Nothing. For C. Town for...
Because what did you do? Yes. Like tumbling?
Yeah.
Like plate spinning?
Yeah, learning makeup, making balloon
right.
animals,
like
which
big...
I said the other day I didn't like because the sound of the
yeah.
plastic just
right.
makes you want to puke.
Big bow ties.
Big bow ties,
huge,
yeah.
Huge big feet shoes.
Walking.
Walking.
Yeah, like props.
Walking props. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even understand. Like Tinder, there are so many. I mean, there's not for nothing. There's a lot of clowns on Tinder. Like what? Tinder doesn't even have. Like,
guidelines.
Do they care?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why that's offensive to be kicked off. I don't get it.
I just don't think they want people. Covered? I don't think
people
they want
complained
people
because it's creepy. It's creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah, you're going around like gross. Oh my god.
She made a good point though that they claimed it was because she had too much makeup on, but her claim is that people have tons of makeup on in all of their photos. And, so what's the difference?
And they're unrecognizable by how they filter there it. That is a good point. She made a good point, but she's an absolute tool. Just. Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've been trying to get to the story all week. I do want to mention the Olympic skier that froze his penis.
Okay. His name's Remy Lindholm. Remy's a cute name. It was so cold, apparently, in the Beijing, like, whatever, downhill skiing, whatever he was doing. Some kind of, like, 50-kilometer race that his... dick froze. His dick froze to death, I guess.
He was skiing and his dick froze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, he came in 28th. I don't know that it was worth it. And I was wondering, just for the men in the room, would you think it would freeze? It had to be quite a small dick.
You think?
I think so. Or do you think it would freeze if it was big or small?
Maybe if it... Okay, so I would probably just tuck it between the cheeks to keep warm.
I think if it was small, it would fully retract into the body. Whereas if it was longer...
Don't talk about vaginas. Don't do it. You set her up.
What do you mean?
No.
Sometimes the vagina goes all the way up to your mouth.
Okay.
Julie's like, I'm sure Julie's flaps have frozen.
My vagina dick froze the other day.
Oh, God.
Now, I mean, it's like...
Well, he doesn't need Viagra, right?
I'm wondering, like, does that?
It must burn.
I guess it's just like
can
when
it
you
thaw out.
Yeah, it does, but then there's got to be damage to
that's
it.
That's got to hurt. Right. That's got to hurt.
But that's normal. Mean, that's like noses hurt. Get frostbite, fingers because it's outside.
Right.
It's the furthermost out. And
I think it was long then because it was far from the body.
Yeah, but it's right against the leg, and aren't you in layers down there? The thing with your hands is they're only in.
Was he wearing like a Speedo or something when he went down there? No, is it one of those like people
right
that ski in their bathing suits? He was full clothes.
He was full, like ski, the whole thing.
That is so crazy that's what froze.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's nuts.
Why is that freezing? I mean, why did that thing freeze?
Do you think they went and put hot towels on it?
Ooh.
I don't know. By the way, it was so cold this morning. I think my dick froze. Could you get me a heat pad to listen to?
I thought you
actually, I might need to.
Would you want to tuck it in the cheeks?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably just tell people it's a popsicle.
Oh, that's good. Jameson, it's a popsicle.
I don't know. I don't know how that happens, really.
It's the furthest most point. So your fingers, your toes, your nose. It's the end of the line.
So maybe it was
just
the tip
of the end of the line.
The tip of his D.
But that could fall off.
I'd be scared.
That thing could fall off.
Right.
It could go gangrene and just fall right off.
He might be competing as a woman next year.
Maybe he will.
He must have lost some sensation.
And
for
think
sure.
of how much that will burn when it starts to thaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of like a vagina.
Yeah.
And he came in 28th, like, oh, guy, come
this
on.
This morning it was so cold.
Can someone check
it was
on
like
him?
Sitting on a hockey rink. I just didn't know what to do, Shane. I didn't know what to do.
Okay. girls, thanks for being here.
Jim, don't fire us if you're listening.
Yeah, have a great day, everybody.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.